弟兄姐妹平安。
Good morning, everyone.
啊，今天很高兴有机会跟弟兄姐妹来分享神的话语。
I'm glad the chance to share the gospel with all of us.
今天也是特别的一天，是主耶稣复活的一天。
Today is a special day because our Lord resurrected.
所以我今天呢，就特别选了主复活了这个主题。
So my message for today is that the Lord has risen.
那经文呢就在刚才所读的马太福音28章5到我是选了5到7节的经文。
So my passage reference for today is from Matthew chapter 28 verse 5 to 7.
那刚才我们都读了，所以呢我们就省一点时间，不需要再读。
We have read, so we'll save time reading it again.
那请大家继续打开你手上的经文Bible.
Please keep your Bible open.
主耶稣的复活很多人都听过，也知道有这回事。
Many people heard of the Lord's resurrection and know about it.
我们当基督徒的，我们信了耶稣，知道他是复活的主，所以呢，我们每年就像今天一样，特别的来信主。
We Christians believe that Jesus has rose from the dead, so every Easter we have special remembrance of Him.
耶稣复活的大能改变了。我们的生命啊，我们生活的方式，我们的价值观和我们的人生观。
The power of Christ's resurrection can change our life, our lifestyle, our outlook on life, and our values.
但是还没有信耶稣的人，他们还没有相信这回事。那人死了怎样复活呢？
So for those who do not believe in Jesus, they do not believe in such thing because to them, how can a dead person resurrect?
我想在我们当中，有的人是信了，但是呢，还是半信半疑的。
So I know that few of us among us who are Christian are also doubtful about the Lord's resurrection.
只不过就是知道不敢讲出来而已。
We are doubtful, but we do not dare to speak it out.
那希望今天啊，经过我们的信息，还有圣经啊里面的可靠啊，建立我们的信心。
I hope that through today's message and the reliable word of the Bible, it will reconfirm our faith in God.
那我们恳求圣灵赐下智慧啊，开我们的心眼啊，启示我们明白和相信这个事实。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will open our heart and mind so that we can understand and believe in the revelation of this true fact.
好，我们一起低头来祷告，仰望我们的上帝。
Oh, let's pray to our Lord.
复活的主耶稣，我们要感谢你，因为你赐下你自己的启示的灵来到我们当中。
Dear Lord, we thank you that you have resurrected and you have revived this truth to us.
使我们每次在一起的时候，我们领会到啊，你自己的复活那一种的真实。
So that we know the true fact of your resurrection.
帮助我们今天用信心啊来领受啊来接受。
Help us to accept the resurrection with faith.
感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 耶稣的降生。耶稣的复活是非常重要的事情。
The birth and the resurrection of Jesus are important events.
所以呢，上帝就要派天使来告诉世上的人这回事。
There's a reason God has sent angels to inform us of this big news.
那路加福音二章十到十一节就记述天使向牧羊人说耶稣诞生是关乎万民的。
In Luke chapter 2 verse 10 to 11, the God sent the angel to inform the shepherd that this news is for the whole world.
那十节的经文这样说，那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们的大喜的信使是关乎万民的。
But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people.
那十一节呢，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He's the Messiah, the Lord.
耶稣是救世主，他降生来到这个世上，就成就一切相信他的人脱离罪恶的捆绑。
Jesus is the Messiah. He was born for the salvation of all those who believe in him from the bondage of sin.
重新 与上帝建立美好的关系。
So that we can reconcile and build a better relationship with God.
当我们相信耶稣是神的儿子，心里相信，口里承认他从死里复活的时候，我们的灵魂必得救。
When we believe in our heart that Jesus is the Son of God and declare with our mouth that He is the Lord, our soul will be saved.
耶稣复活更是一件巨大的好消息，因为耶稣战胜了死亡，他是复活的主。
The resurrection of our Lord is a huge piece of good news because by resurrection from the dead, He conquered death.
所以这件事情上帝就派天使来告诉世上的人。
That's why God sent an angel to tell the people in the world.
当我们今天早上读到马太福音28章5节的时候，我们就发现玛利亚跟他们的同伴就像牧羊人一样很惧怕。
We realize in Matthew chapter 28 verse 5 that Mary and the group were afraid, just like the shepherd.
我想如果今天天使向我们显现的时候，我们也很惧怕。
I think you and I will be afraid too if an angel appeared to us.
因为我们从来没有见过天使。
Because we have never seen an angel.
刚才我们读的经节第三节这样说，天使的相貌如同闪电。
The passage we just read in verse 3 says an angel looks like lightning.
请问你们怕闪电吗？
Are you guys afraid of lightning?
我不知道你们怕不怕，我怕闪电也怕打雷。
I don't know about you, but I do afraid of lightning and thunder.
但是天使却告诉玛利亚他们不要害怕。
But the angel told Mary, you should not be afraid.
他们所找钉死在十字架的耶稣已经不在这里了。
Because the crucified Jesus that they are looking for are not in the tomb.
那请问耶稣去哪里了？
Then the question is, where is Jesus? Where did he go?
天使说他已经复活了。
The angel told them Jesus had resurrected.
如果你们不相信就进来看看，坟墓是空的。
If you do not believe, come and see, the tomb is empty.
其实主耶稣他自己啊早就告诉门徒他们他会受洗，他会复活的。
In fact, Jesus has foretold his death and his resurrection.
在马太福音17章22到23节的经文，耶稣就告诉了他的门徒这件事情。
It's recorded in Matthew chapter 17, verse 22 to 23.
今天我们读的经文，耶稣复活的证据就从那边来的。
The scripture we studied today is the evidence of Jesus' resurrection.
耶稣预言他被杀，三天复活。
Jesus predicted that they will kill him, and on the third day he will raise from life.
那我们从第七节的经文，我们看见天使叫玛利亚他们去告诉门徒。
In verse 7, we were told that angel told Mary to go to tell the disciple.
耶稣要在加利利见他们。
That Jesus wanted to see them in Galilee.
当玛利亚他们被天使出现的时候，吓得不得了。
So Mary and the other Mary were so afraid when the angel appeared.
直到天使说：“看哪、啊，我已经告诉你们了。
”Until the angel told them, "Look, I have told you."
意思就是说，你们还在等什么？
This means
快去啊
！This means what are you waiting? Go quickly.
把这个好消息告诉他们的门徒。
Tell this good news to the disciples.
所以玛利亚他们就急忙就赶快去告诉，把这个好消息就告诉他的门徒了。
So Mary went quickly to tell the disciple the good news.
弟兄姐妹们，如果你们听到好消息的时候，会不会好快的这样告诉家人、教会的弟兄姐妹啊，你的同事？啊，或者是你的朋友呢
？Brothers and sisters, if you have good news, don't you want to share quickly with your friends, your churchmate, and your coworkers?
那你们是学生的，你们会不会告诉你们的同学
？For those who are students, would you want to tell your friends the good news?
我相信会哈。现在这个 iPad 啊，这个 iPhone 啊，这么啊方便，你就好快就。把这个好消息啊，就告诉你的朋友了。
I'm sure you will. With all the gadget available, you want to broadcast and share the good news with all your friends.
复活节的今天，耶稣复活了。
Easter today, Jesus resurrected.
他升天之前留下宝贵的使命给我们，那就是叫做大使命。
Before his ascension, he left us a very valuable mission. That's the big commission.
马太福音28:18-20就是大使命的经文。
The scripture is recorded in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20.
18节的经文，主耶稣告诉门徒，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
In verse number 18, Jesus told us, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
就是因为主耶稣战胜了死亡，他战胜了魔鬼，所有的一切所得来的权柄。
This is because Jesus defeated death, overcome all the power of Satan.
那19节的时候，耶稣就分派他们门徒出去传福音，令人归主，训练门徒，奉三位一体的神为他们受洗。
In verse 19, Jesus sent his disciple out to preach the gospel, to lead the people to Lord, make disciple and baptize them in a Trinity God.
20节呢？要教导刚信主的门徒遵守所有耶稣的教导。
And in verse 20, teach us to teach a new believer to obey everything I have commanded you.
当他们将遵守耶稣所有的教导去行的时候，耶稣必与他们同行，直到耶稣回来的日子。
And God promised that if we do this, surely He will be with us until the very end of the age.
当基督徒与耶稣同工去做事的时候，我们也同样得到耶稣所给我们的能力。
When we co-work with the Lord, we also receive the power from God.
早期的门徒，他们经历了耶稣显现那种的大能。
The early disciple experienced the power of the resurrected Lord.
彼得在五旬节讲道的时候，圣灵就降临在他的身上。
When Peter was preaching at the Pentecost, he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他第一次的讲到有3000人信主。
During his first sermon, there was 3,000 came to the Lord.
那一天他们就受洗归向主的名了。
And they were baptized on that day unto the name of the Lord.
就是因为主耶稣复活的能力在彼得的身上彰显出来。
This is because the power of God's resurrection has manifested through Peter.
使徒保罗将福音从耶路撒冷传到外邦，一直到罗马。
Paul has spread the gospel from Jerusalem to the world.
罗马就是当时大家认为的地球的极点，就是终点。
At the time, people thought that Rome is the end of the world.
他建立了不小的教会。
Paul built many churches.
请问保罗的能力从哪里来的
？May I ask you where does the power of Paul came from？
是因为主耶稣的复活的能力彰显在他的身上。
It is because the power of Jesus' resurrection manifested through him。
另外一个例子就是我们基督徒都蛮熟悉的。
Another example we Christian might be familiar with。
宗教改革的先锋马丁路德。
The pioneer of our religion reformation, Martin Luther。
他改革就是因为天主教的教皇他们的腐败所引起的。
He did the reform because of the corruption caused by the Catholic Pope.
改教的成功就是因为主耶稣的能力彰显在他的身上。
And the Reformation was succeed because of the power of resurrection of Jesus Christ.
19世纪的时候，伟大的英国宣教士戴德生。
During the 19th century, when the great British missionary Hudson Taylor.
他听到主耶稣大使命的教导，就遵守去做了。
He responded to the teaching of the Lord of the Great Commission.
他放弃了他在英国美好的生活条件，勇敢的那就进去中国来宣教。
He abandoned his excellent living condition in England and went to China to do gospel.
他将福音传给不小的中国人。
He shared the gospel with many Chinese people.
当他年老的时候，他所创办的内地会已经传遍了10几个省了。
He founded many missionary organization called China Inland has spread gospel to many provinces.
他丰盛的生命和能力是从哪里来的呢
？Where does his abundant life and his power came from？
复活的主耶稣赐给他的。
Is given by the resurrected Lord.
不但这样，他听从和顺服主的教导。
Not only that, he listened and obeyed to the Lord's teaching.
将传福音的责任与他们的后代来分享。
And pass on the responsibility of sharing the gospel to his offspring.
使他们的后代也为主而献上。
So that his descendant is also devoted themselves to the Lord.
他们爱主耶稣。
They love Jesus.
所以他们将福音传给中华民族。
They share the gospel to the Chinese nation.
他们的爱心是我们中华民族众所周知的。
Their love for Chinese nation is well known among the Chinese.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你们有没有跟你们的下一代来分享福音呢？
Do you share the gospel with your offspring?
在他们年轻的时候，你有没有教导他们去爱耶稣，为别人传福，向别人传福音？
While they're young, did you teach them to love the Lord and to share the gospel with others?
去年12月底
Last December,
我有机会跟弟兄姐妹就去了 San Diego, 有一个叫做北美华人叫做猜拳大会。
I had the opportunity to participate in the San Diego Chinese Mission Conference of North America.
感谢主的恩典，我看见大业德生宣教士的第五代的孙子。
I had the opportunity to meet Hudson Taylor, fifth generation grandson of Hudson Taylor.
他叫戴季宗。
His name is called James Taylor the Third.
他是一位牧师。
He's a pastor.
这位牧师一口流利的中文。我非常敬佩他。
This pastor speaks fluent Chinese and I admire him.
他在一次讲道的时候，他说，西方国家的新闻我了解不多。
In his preaching, he told us that he does not understand the news of the Western countries.
从这句话里面，你们就思想到他的心在哪里。
From this statement, you would know where his heart is.
他的心在中华民族中间呢。
He said it's among the Chinese nation.
他顺服耶稣给他的大使命。
He obeyed the mission given to him by Jesus.
将福音传给万民。
To preach the gospel to all nations.
因此呢，我们中华民族就得福了。
Therefore, we Chinese are being blessed.
今天主耶稣复活了， Amen.
Amen. Today the Lord is risen.
Amen.
Amen.
他赐给我们这个大使命。
He gave us a big commission.
这个大使命感动你吗？
Did the Great Commission touch you?
如果你有感动的话，
If you have been moved,
请你告诉主耶稣你的心意，
Then tell the Lord in your heart,
让他今天就来带领你，
And let him begin to lead you today.
如果你看到教会有需要的时候，
If you see that there's a need in the church,
例如我们教会需要年轻人的传道人，
For example, we need a youth pastor.
你愿意急着耶稣复活的能力这样说，我愿意成为这个年轻人的传道人，愿主在我身上成就这件事吗？
Would you like to rely on the power of Jesus resurrection and say, Lord, I would like to become a youth pastor. May the Lord fulfill my desire.
今天我们有不少的短宣的机会。
This year we have a lot of short-term mission opportunities.
你是否靠着复活耶稣复活这个能力带着这个使命去参加一次的短宣呢？
Are you willing to rely on the power of the resurrection of Jesus with a mission to participate in a mission trip?
我知道没有去过的人大概会担心啊，会害怕。
I know for those who have never been to a short-term mission trip, you might have anxiety and worry.
但是我告诉你，勇敢地走出去吧。
But I tell you what, step out bravely.
因为复活的耶稣他必与你同行。
Because the resurrected Lord will be with you.
特别是年轻人，主耶稣要用你们了。
Especially you young people, the Lord want to use you.
美国这个国家的道德已经在走下坡了，弟兄姐妹们。
Our country moral is really declining.
美国现在需要你们这一班的年轻人去传福音，令人归主，改变美国这个国家的命运。
America, you need you this generation of Christians to preach the gospel to lead people back to Christ and change the fate of our country.
据说马丁路德有一次在改革中的时候碰到蛮大的困难。
It is said that once Martin Luther was having great difficulty in the Reformation.
他曾经一次灰心的极到极点。
He became very discouraged.
他太太就提醒他。
His wife reminded him,
既然上帝没死，你为什么一副灰心绝望的样子呢？
If God is not dead, why are you so despair and hopeless?
他太太这句话就帮助了路德，重建了他的信心。
The word of his wife helped him to rebuild his confidence in the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，你们看到吗？
Brothers and sisters, did you see?
不用担心， 用信心走出去。
Do not worry, step out in faith.
把你们的担心啊，你们的惧怕都告诉主耶稣。
Tell your worry, your fear, and anxiety to the Lord.
主耶稣必成全。
He will help you.
因为他是复活大有能力的主 ，Amen.
He is the resurrection and powerful Lord.
那愿你我啊，靠着主耶稣复活的能力，欢欢喜喜的来服侍他。
May we rely on the strength of the resurrected Lord to serve Him.
还没有信耶稣的朋友们，鼓起勇气来依靠复活这个主的能力，来相信他吧。
For those who has not believed Jesus, take heart, depending on the strength of Jesus Christ to accept Him.
你和你的家一定蒙福的。
You and your family will be blessed.
我们赞美我们主耶稣的名，因为他复活了。
Praise the name of the Lord because He is resurrected.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
坐在宝座的主耶稣啊。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们感谢你的恩典和救赎。
We thank for your salvation.
更感谢你今天是复活了，你复活的生命重建了我们的信心。
Because you are resurrected and your resurrection will restore our faith.
主，愿我们弟兄姐妹今后更加的相信你，听从你的大使命。
May we really trust you and really obey to your great commission.
将福音传给还没有信主的人。
To share the gospel to those who have not believed in you.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
感谢祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.